On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross-country team will head to the NCAA Regionals in Denver this week. Senior Kirsten Maris with us. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
Are you where you want to be with the most important meet of the year here?
I am where I want to be. I'm actually further than I expected I would have ever been this season. So it's been a great season so far, and I'm really looking forward to running at regionals and dropping some more time and seeing what I can do.
I don't even know if you know the answer to this, but is it safe to say that this will be the most people running at a meet that you've been in all year?
There's going to be a lot more people than any of the other races, and a lot of people from other states, schools that we haven't competed against, and it'll be fun seeing what other schools have to bring and what their girls can do.
What have the last few weeks been like for you, just physically trying to get yourself where you want to be?
I've just been maintaining what I've been doing the whole season. I don't want to change anything or run less miles. They say tapering's a good thing to do, but I think it's better to just stay consistent with what you've been doing all season.
This is one of the few times that you guys will be flying to a meet. Is it something you're looking forward to? Have you flown a bunch before or not?
This will be my first time flying for cross country, and I know all of us girls that get to go are really excited. Just something new. I think it's going to help with us competing too. It's going to actually be more professional, to say, I guess, than taking a bus or vans to all the other races. So it's going to be something new and exciting, and all of us girls have been looking forward to it all season.
Anybody that's going this week get airsick, or hasn't that been discussed yet?
I haven't heard of anything yet, so it'll be interesting to find out.
You know, in different kinds of racing, be it car racing, other events, you kind of run as a team, and you know, the Tour de France is known for this, and bicycle racing, that you know, your teammates can really help you get one person to win. Is cross country at all like that, or do the seven of you just go out and do your own thing?
It is actually a lot like that. We use each other. I have a couple teammates, and we go out there together in a pack, so we know each other's pace, so we do rely on each other, and you know, we compete with each other during the race, but it helps us be where we want to be.
Since you guys have never competed on this course, will you have a chance to walk it, to kind of get the lay of the land and kind of develop a strategy at that point?
Yes, we're heading out on Thursday morning, and we're going to run there on Thursday afternoon when we arrive, and then on Friday, so we'll get a feel for the course. I've done some researching on it a little bit myself, curious. And it looks like a pretty nice course. I'm really excited. And the only thing that all of us girls have been talking about is the temperature and the change in air. So
it takes a lot of getting used to. I know that when the hockey teams go out there, their Thursday practice is the hardest practice of the year, because you really want to get your lungs working and getting used to that. It's safe to say you don't want to beat yourself up right away when you get there, though, on Thursday with a race coming up just 2 days later.
Yeah, we're just going to do an easy practice just to get a feel for being in a different area. So we're just going to do like a light, easy one, and then we're going to jog the course on Friday and just take it easy, but still get miles in to prepare for Saturday.
Kirsten, thank you much and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.